Good morning. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. My name is Pete. I'll be with you for the next hour. This is going to be the first installment of In You All Along. Okay, folks, as I said, this is the very first edition of my new show titled In You All Along. It's kind of a funny thing. I discovered about 12 hours ago that this would be the first installation of In You All Along, and I think things are going swimmingly under the circumstances. This is a show that's going to evolve as we go along. Probably be a lot of fun stuff that will develop as we go along the way. I've got today a set list that I didn't really expect to have to put together. When I was putting together my set list for today, I was thinking about doing something fun and interesting, and I just kept finding myself more and more agitated more than anything. I bet you can probably relate in your own way. It's been that kind of week. It's been that kind of year. And Well, I'll do the best I can to keep things fun and keep things moving. But if a little cynicism and a little anxiety creeps into the show, I trust you won't hold it against me too badly. That said, let's keep things moving along with probably an appropriate song for all of us this week. X with I Must Not Think Bad Thoughts.
Civil wars and the uncivilized wars. and you will find everything inside our worlds collide. Rouse up now, you girls of valor. Let's go out and fight forever. Come on, what you must do is
Okay. We just heard from Unrest with D. Grunin from an album whose name I can't say on the radio from 1992, a collection of their earlier songs. Before that, we had the Delgados with Girls of Valor from their 2004 release Universal Audio. That's a little bit more upbeat a track. A little bit of hope and optimism in that. I've known a lot of Girls of Valor who this week have a lot of soul searching to do in light of some of the things that they've had to see about their country and their population. Let's all be good to the Girls of Valor. And before that, as I mentioned, X with I Must Not Think Bad Thoughts. That song goes through my head a lot when I listen to the radio, the TV, watch the TV news, read the internet. It's a hard task. It might be the hardest task these days. And playing behind me is a snippet from the song we opened with today, Darkness by The Police, whose opening lines are, I wish I never woke up this morning. Life was easy when it was boring. I know I felt that way at least once this week already. I was happy to wake up today. Today I felt like I was doing something productive at last. We have to shake off the funk. We got to get back to work. We all have a lot of work to do. Boy, this show was going to be fun, and it got all heavy. Can it be both? I hope so. That's my goal. Whoop. It's my goal not to repeat the mistakes of the past, the last time that I was on the air. All right. That said, let's move right along. You're not paying to listen to me talk. You're not paying at all, as a matter of fact. But I think you'd much rather hear Lou Reed than me. So here he is.
Vendettas. This is no time to not know who you are. Self-knowledge is a dangerous thing, the freedom of who you are. This is no time to ignore warnings. This is no time to clear the plate. Let's not be sorry after the fact and let the past become our fate. There is no time. Some vials of crack. This is a time to gather force and take dead aim and attack. This is no time for celebration. This is no time for saluting flags. This is no time for inner searchings. The future is at hand. This is no time for phony rhetoric. This is no time for political speech. This is a time for action. Because the future's within reach. This is the time. This is the time. This is the time. Because there is no time. 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 We'll be right back.
the outskirts of hell. And he wrote a letter to someone, wrote, sometimes we fight, sometimes we run, it's just like playing football. They stay, shoot to kill, and then pray. They'll soon leave the outskirts of hell. And they write their letters to loved ones. Right, sometimes we fight, sometimes we run, just like playing football. Baghdad nights, those Baghdad nights,
when the sun fades away at the end of the day, and the sand in your mind
set. We started off with Lou Reed and There Is No Time from his, let's just say, very gritty and angry album, New York. I think I could listen to New York on repeat for the next 4 years. It digs up a lot of the same problems that we have now that existed in New York in the 1980s. A lot of glossy veneer has been put over, but a lot of the names and the stories are the same. After that, we heard Dreamworld, the live version from Midnight Oil's Screamin' Blue live compilation. Midnight Oil are always good for a lot of political raging. That, if you are a Midnight Oil fan and you don't know that compilation, it is a really great selection of live tracks, really well recorded, nicely put together. I've always enjoyed it. Then we had Pete Townsend with his track Politician from his first demo compilation, Scoop. And finally, we ended up with Lee Hazelwood's Baghdad Nights from his 2006 release, his last album, Cake or Death. I stuck that in there as a little tribute to Veterans Day. I hope that everybody is paying close attention to the fact that it's Veterans Day. Remember that the veterans of this country served to protect your rights. And the best way that you can honor your veterans is to use all of those rights. Because believe me, it's a use it or lose it time. Get that worked out before the show is over, I promise. And speaking of your rights and good civic engagement, it's time for a public service announcement. Numbers to think about. Worldwide prison populations. The United States has the world's largest documented prison population, both in absolute and proportional terms. According to the U.S. Department of Justice, more than 2.2 million prisoners are behind bars in the United States, a rate of 730 per 100,000 people. China, which is four times more populous than the United States, is a distant second, with 1.5 million people in prison, a rate of 117 per 100,000, while Russia has the second highest rate, 606 per 100,000, for a total of 865,000 prisoners. Numbers to think about. A message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. These are the days where we all have to start keeping an eye on our civics. Civic engagement, my friends. I didn't mean to get preachy. As I said, it just kind of happened. In any case, it's 6:41 a.m. here at Tufts University Freeform Radio, WMFO 91.5 FM. Heard all over the world on WMFO.org. Let's keep things going now with a very topical song from the White Stripes.
morning in the chief of police's office at a large table.
Torture.
He was listening to a football game.
Let's be upfront about it.
A football game.
Torture. T-O-R-T-U-R-E.
On a small transistor radio.
That's the bottom line these days.
And I had it very low.
It's replaced death. Even teenagers kill themselves these days, along with the depressed and terminally ill.
And I began to hear
death's a release from pain and anxiety and humiliation.
This very low
valued reward.
Very low wailing sound.
But the threat of death just isn't enough to control people, so the ante's been raised.
Coming through the walls.
Now torture.
Then it got louder.
And high-tech torture at that.
Then it got louder. And it was a moaning sound.
As the technocrats say, it's functional.
The chief of police told the colonel to turn up the radio.
That's why everyone who's intelligent and unanesthetized enough to care has sort of put their life on hold.
But then the sound got louder.
Underneath all the defensive layers of denial, we're all afraid of being tortured.
Anguish.
Or homosexually gang raped, or having it happen to someone we care about.
Dreaming.
And we're all self-consciously living a lie.
And I knew what it was.
We're all happy Joes.
And I knew that this man was being tortured with.
How did it happen here in the land of the free, in the home of the brave?
Tortured with electricity.
I mean, in some banana republic.
Well, it kept getting louder.
Some distant past, like the Spanish Inquisition.
And more horrible.
World War II, the Nazis, and the fanatical Japs.
And each time.
But not us Americans.
And each time.
G.I. Joe.
And each time.
Frank Sinatra.
And each time.
Jerry Lewis, Autumn in New York.
The chief would tell the colonel.
Baseball.
To turn up the radio.
College football. Glenn Miller.
Pretty soon.
Somehow it doesn't fit with torture.
Pretty soon the radio was very, very loud.
But it does, of course it does.
But I could still hear those sounds.
Because it was always a facade, the image of America. And now the facade has finally failed.
Anguish.
Like a burned out clutch.
Screaming.
Or a decayed tooth that breaks open.
Horrible.
They both smell bad. Strange. Ominous.
Going back to the office in the embassy, naturally I was speculating who that possibly could have been.
called James. We come from England. Been going for years. You know that place is a third world country in Europe, I think. This is just for your primaries, for your elections. Politicians are all the same in every country. I'll settle down and watch some television. I'll watch the news. I'm confronted by an ugly politician and his ugly views. He don't belong here. He don't belong here in your promised land. In your promised land. He is at the scene of every disaster, shaking hands, circling the corpses like a vulture, coming into land. He don't belong here. He don't belong here in your promised land. In your promised land. Never tell the truth, look him in the eye, soften up your voice, justify your crimes. Smother us in blue, smother us in rust. Images are true, images we trust. Promise us a hole, give a dog a bone. Promise us a hole, give a dog a bone. Never be wrong, never be wrong. The people of my country are divided by our greed. Money gets directed to ambition and not to need. And the scum is really floating to the surface of the seas. Everything he touches is infected, including me. I don't belong here. I don't belong here in your promised land.
Watch out now, take up your word for
Okay, folks, that about wraps it up for the first installation, the first edition, the first ever appearance of In You All Along. Real quick, that last set started with the White Stripes' I Think I Smell a Rat. I think I definitely smell a rat. Followed by Negative Land's The Bottom Line. Radiohead with Electioneering. James with the ever-timely Promised Land. And I started with The Police's song Darkness. And I ended with George Harrison's Beware of Darkness, because we gotta all be looking out in these potentially dark times. But keep looking towards the light. My name's Pete. Thanks for tuning in this morning on WMFO 91.5 Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'll see you in a couple weeks.